We're gearing up. It's definitely jacket weather this weekend, but still a chance to get out and do some things before the trick-or-treaters come. What do we got going on this weekend, Meredith?
Well, we actually have trick-or-treating this weekend.
Well, how do you like that?
On Saturday, you can bring the kids to trick-or-treat on 6th Avenue in downtown Kenosha. It's called 6th Avenue, but it's also on other roads throughout downtown. The list of participating locations is online. It's between 3 and 5 p.m., and the list includes the Jockey Factory Store, Scoops, Sandy's Popper, To and From Gift Shop, Mike Bjorn's Clothing, and many more places as well. And this is spearheaded by the local businessman Joshua Ferguson. It's the fourth year for it, and it's free, but I encourage everyone going to consider making a purchase while out and about. Our locally owned small businesses sure do need everyone's support right now, so get food to go, buy a gift, do something to support these hardworking people. And then also on Saturday, it's another Glow in the Park event at Boundless Adventures at 9800 160th Avenue, and this is the second season for the Aerial Adventure Park that's located in Bristol Woods Park. And typically they expect their season to continue through November, but of course that will depend on what the weather brings us this year. But the event is between 6 and 11 p.m. It's Halloween themed, come in costume. You can enjoy climbing while listening to the spooky music. It's a discounted rate. And of course, they do have COVID policies for you to follow. All the details and booking is available online. And I know you are happy by this news, Bill. Elsie Mae's Bakery and Cannery is back.
Yeah, she's got a food truck downtown, so a pie truck, actually. So you can go get all kinds of goodies, and that's nice.
Yes, the Little Red Pie Wagon. It's at 51st Place and 6th Avenue near Captain Mike's, and it's there Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sundays 10 to 5. And their Thanksgiving pie list has already been announced. And
I've seen it, and it's pretty darn good, I gotta say.
You've probably been ordering already. Online ordering is available now for that Thanksgiving pies. And, of course, the Dinosaur Discovery Museum has many upcoming events with limited capacity, so you should look into that now before they sell out. There's Dinos in the Dark and Ghost Hunting happening on various days. And then, of course, Jerry Smith Produce and Pumpkin Farm still going strong. You can see the hand-painted pumpkin display and visit their country store at no cost. And then there is a fee for the additional family activities. But go get your pumpkins now and the seasonal treats like their delicious frosted sugar cookies.
Those are very good. Those are very good. Yeah, closing in on the home stretch for that pumpkin season here. So get out and enjoy that stuff. Now, Meredith, that's stuff, but I need more. Where do I go to get more stuff?
You can go to our website at visitkenosha.com, where we have all sorts of information, including our new Fun 101 list.
The Fun 101 list is out. Check it out for yourself. And take a lot of photos, too, because we're closing in on that deadline as well.
Yes, at the end of the year, you can enter our Picture Your Kenosha Photo Contest and win dinner for two at a local restaurant and see your photos being used by us.
She is our Ambassador of Fun, Kenosha Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Meredith Jamisco, get out and enjoy that weekend, all right?
Thank you.